Hey guys, welcome on into Plumpster's DFS Picks. What we're going to do today is we're going to go start a new little series. I'm going to do position by position, getting ready for the baseball season. We're going to start with first base. And what we're going to do is go player by player based on rankings I found online. I'm not going to do my own personal rankings. I'm just going to go through these and kind of go player by player and who I like, who I don't like, and who I think is good value and a guy we need to watch for in DFS. A couple guys on this list are not really first basemen, so I might just skip over them. So let's just start it out at the top. Obviously, we're going to go with Freddie Freeman. He's projected 32 home runs, 110 RBIs. That's great. Freddie's the man. We're going to ride Freddie a lot this year. In all of our Atlanta stacks. Freddie, not much you can say about him. He's just the best, and he's an MVP candidate. Cody Bellinger is interesting because he's first base and outfield eligible. He's not healthy right now, so I'm not 100% in on Cody, but come DFS time, I'm in. But season long, not so much. Jose Abreu, MVP, third. Projected for 33 and 110. Love him. Season-long DFS, he's going to be a man. DJ LeMahieu, fourth. More of a second baseman, third baseman, but he does have first baseman eligibility. So projected 1975, that's fine. DJ's does it all. He's kind of the, let's say, spoon that mixes the pot for the Yankees. Kind of covers all categories. Love DJ. Vlad's third. Vlad Jr. More of a third baseman, but he's fine for me. But I could see other guys down the list I like a lot more. Pete Alonso, I worry about a little bit. He regressed heavily last year. I don't know if that's COVID related or not. But I'm not huge on Pete this year. He's fine, but I'm not going to reach in fantasy drafts. But obviously, DFS, he's definitely in play. Rizzo. Rizzo is a lot of people compare him to Freddie. I don't think he's close. He walks a lot. That's good. But the rest of it, I'm not huge on Freddie in fantasy season long, but I do like him, obviously, in DFS. Luke Voit is a stud. I just want to see him do it for a full season, not just a 60-game season. So, yeah, Luke Voit will be in play fantasy-wise and DFS-wise. Projected for 34 bombs and 94 ribbies. Goldschmidt, he's regressed since he's come to St. Louis. But I really like St. Louis overall this year, and having Arenado in his lineup is going to help him. So I love Goldschmidt in DFS and in season-long this year. Moustakas has been moved to first base, which is fine. I'm not a huge Votto guy, so Moustakas makes sense here. Love him in DFS, love him in fantasy, in that small park in Cincinnati. The next guy's JT Realmuto, and he's a catcher. So I'm just going to go ahead and move on. Matt Olson, love Matt Olson. Small, big park, that hurts him a little bit, but I still like him a lot. Projected for 37, 100. That's fine. I would take that as the 13th. Rated first baseman, I think he should be higher on this list, and he's going to be heavily involved in my lineups in DFS. Alec Bohm is more of a third baseman, but you give him first base eligibility for the Phillies, that's fine. He's going to bat in front of Bryce Harper, so I like that a lot. Josh Bell for Washington, I'm not sure what to think here. Whatever happened in Pittsburgh flamed out quickly. Love Josh Bell when he was in Pittsburgh, but I don't know what this is going to be in Washington. I mean, obviously, I take some flyers. I'm in DFS, but fantasy season long, I don't think so. Hosmer, he's not a home run guy. He's gotten a little more power over the last year or two. He's changed his launch angle, but I just can't see myself getting a Hosmer much in DFS other than obviously in Padres stacks. But season long, I'm not going to rely as Hosmer as my first baseman. Muncy, I love Muncy. He shouldn't be this low. Projected for 31 and 90. Love Muncy. Shouldn't be 17th ranked. That's all I got to say. Reese Hoskins has just come down to earth. Not a big Reese Hoskins guy. His average has dropped. His home run power has dropped. His RBI, just that 18. Yeah, I'm not a Hoskins guy. Sano, love his power. Bat in the middle of that Minnesota lineup. He's going to move all over, man. He's going to probably bat second. He's going to bat seventh. He's going to move all over. I still like him a lot. Sano's one of my top guys here. Ryan Mountcastle for Baltimore is supposed to be a top prospect. Love this guy. He's definitely a play in DFS and season long. CJ Crone in Colorado is like, I don't know, CJ Crone on steroids, basically. Love CJ Crone here in Colorado as long as he stays healthy and gets the playing time. Yuli Gurriel is a single sitter for a first baseman, which is rare. He'll get a little bit of pop in his bat, but in the middle, he'll probably bat cleanup or fifth for this team. So that alone gives him a little bit of interest in season long and DFS. More season long in late rounds and DFS in stacks. Dom Smith for the Mets, obviously is in play. Definitely a DFS when you stack up the Mets. And season long, that you can't hate it. That Mets lineup's decent. And I almost prefer him over Pete Alonso. As we get down the list, we're starting to get guys that, yeah, they play every day, but are they really worth it? Christian Walker, I'm a big fan of Christian Walker. In Arizona, hits a lot of bombs. Bat in the middle of that lineup, which is pretty bad, but he's going to be the main focal point of that lineup. So Christian Walker's in play. Austin Riley, I don't like. Yeah, he's in that big Braves lineup. Going to probably bat eighth or ninth. Also has outfield eligibility, maybe a little third base eligibility. But fantasy-wise, I'm not huge on him other than DFS one-offs and stacks. Joey Votto only hits singles anymore, and he has COVID right now, so not going to talk about him. Hunter Dozier, that's interesting. I'm not sure how they're going to work the – you might as well talk about them both because they're right next to each other. Santana and Dozier, I'm not sure how this is going to work out. I don't know if Dozier can play more third. Santana's going to DH, but that's going to throw a monkey wrench in these two guys. I'm sure they're both going to play because Kansas City doesn't have a lot of power and or talent, but I'm interested to see how that works out. Jared Walsh in L.A. with the Angels is interesting. I like him, but more for DFS than late-round flyers in fantasy drafts. Now we're starting to get some more value. Jesus Aguilar in Miami's obviously in playing DFS, not so much in fantasy. Ryan McMahon's finally getting his shot with Nolan Arenado. I think he's more of a third baseman, but he's finally getting some playing time in Colorado. I don't think he's that good, but in the park it works. Rowdy Tellez, he's a one-off DFS guy. Colin Moran in Pittsburgh, he's probably their second best player offensively in Pittsburgh, so we'll do what we can with him. Yamir Candelario in Detroit is actually probably going to bat second or third for them. So he's got to be in play and everything just based on his times at the plate. Bobby Dalbec, he's kind of a bust. I'm not a big guy, Dalbec guy. Jake Cronenworth, I like him. He's in a good lineup for San Diego. He's probably going to be more of a second baseman. But if you can get him at first, I like it. Ty France in Seattle, he's probably going to play like eight positions for them this year. He's probably going to be their utility guy that starts every game. I like Ty France. Brandon Belt, obviously he's just the vet. He's a San Fran guy. And obviously as we get lower here, we got guys that play multiple positions. The next guy that comes up that's only a first baseman is He-Man Choi in Tampa. He's only going to really play against righties, so they ain't going to do much for you. And as we go down the list, I mean, we got guys like Asdrubal Cabrera's in Arizona now, Marwin, Michael Chavis. I mean, there's some Matt Carpenter. There's so many guys that play multiple positions. It's really not worth diving into. So if we go to the top of first base, obviously my favorite's Freddie. But then my favorite value guy is going to be Matt Olson. I mean, this guy just rakes all the time. He bats in the middle of that lineup in Oakland, who's probably going to win that division. I mean, you've got to really like Matt Olson for the value. And then as you get a little bit lower here in this tier, I'd love to see what Kansas City does between Hunter Dozier and Carlos Santana, because I think those two guys are going to be a mainstay in that lineup, as well as Christian Walker in Arizona. He's just going to play and hit a bunch. He's going to hit in the middle of that lineup and just do everything for them. So those are going to be my mainstays here at first base in the 2021 season. I'm excited for it. I can't wait. And we're going to try to get some more videos out for other positions and keep this thing rolling. Get ready for the fantasy season-long deal and for get our mindset ready for when DFS starts. Because guess what? That thing's coming around the corner. April Fool's Day, we're going to be having DFS baseball lineups that aren't spring training lineups where everybody's not the same price. So let's keep rolling. First base preview's over. Thanks, guys.